Hicks, this is kind of like his first full offseason now, not coming off the injury. What have you seen from him? What are the things that he's been able to work on now that he's fully healthy during this part of the process?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, he's had a whole offseason in the weight room where a year ago, you know, he was still rehabbing the pec injury. I think his strength indexes have come way up. He's running better because he's had a chance to train. Picked up where he's left off as far as the management stuff. I mean, I've been pleased with that. So, again, he's making good progress, and certainly having a great year, a full year in the offseason will be helpful for him.
You didn't see him as a rookie, but from year two, now going into year three, have you seen a big jump from the mental side of the game as well?
Yeah, and now I will say this. I've always considered Jordan to be a real intelligent guy. But, yeah, his comfort level, I think, with managing the defense has jumped, as you would expect it to, you know, having the second year in the same system. He's been really good about that. So I would expect him to continue to grow in that role. And he embraces it, which is important as well, too.
And if you had to pick two or three things that Nigel brings to that group, what would be like at the top of the list for you?
Well, he's had more experience in the scheme than anybody else in that room because he had played for Jim at Buffalo, so that's to his advantage. I think he can problem solve within the scheme as good as anybody that we've got right now. And the one thing I think Nigel shows up for is when we get into the physical aspects of the game, you know, just the thumping and the tackling and those type of things. So those are the things I think, you know, he brings to the table, and I think it's been proved out on the field.
When you go to the nickel, Michael comes off the field. What does he have to do to be one of the guys that stays on?
You know, you guys do the math. I mean, we only have two linebackers, so if somebody's got to come off the field, if it wasn't Michael, you might be asking me about Nigel Bradham, how come he's coming off, or Jordan Hicks. I mean, you know, he does a great job for us, but we can only have two backers out on the field right now. It's just, again, it's a conundrum of people play a lot of 11 personnel in our league. I think last year we probably had over 70% of our snaps were nickel, so we've only got two linebackers in the game at a time right now. So right now, you know, again, Jordan, with his ability to manage the game as the middle linebacker, and as like I said, Nigel's probably familiarity with the scheme has given him a chance to be on the nickel team. But Mike's right there. You know, we go into a nickel game, and sometimes we've got a three linebacker package, and he's on the field right now. So.
Does it seem like Joe was on his way to making the roster last year when he went down? Do you feel comfortable? Is he getting closer to getting back on the field?
Yeah, we, you know, he went back and had a medical recheck last week, and Dr. Andrews, who did the surgery, said he's doing great. You know, he's been involved in our individual work, and he's done a nice job. I guess they just wanted to take a very cautionary approach to him. I you know, they say he'll be ready to go at training camp. I think, you know, the word was is that if we were playing a game this next week, you know, medically he would be cleared to play. So we're anxious to get Joe back out there. You know, he's gone through all the individual stuff, but all the teamwork, which is so critical, you know, he's missed here in phase three for us. So we look forward to getting back out when training camp starts.
What are your initial impressions of Nate Gary?
Liked him. Smart kid. Making the transition from safety to linebacker is not easy. Closer you get to the ball, things happen a little faster. But again, in the short time that he's been here, he's impressed me with his intelligence. You know, the big thing will be for him is when the pads come on, you know, and like a lot of guys that have moved from one position to another, once the pads come on and the physical aspect of the game is the challenging part, that'll be his deal. And I'm sure he won't disappoint us. He's put on weight, so I'm happy with that. Anxious to see what he does when training camp starts.
Anytime a player is making a position switch, is that where you think that the physical side of it is more so the telltale sign of whether he can make it successfully?
Well, more so, yeah, to some extent. But for us, the mental part of it as much as anything else, too. Again, when you know, all the run fits are not necessarily things that would have been in his wheelhouse as a safety. And I'm not saying that the safeties don't have to fit up the run game. They do, but it's different. Their gap responsibilities are different. They're not as in tune into blocking schemes, interior blocking schemes, where you have to as a linebacker. And but I've been impressed, again, with us going through the OTAs. He seems to have a real good grasp of it. Now, again, when the live bullets start flying and you got to make those quick decisions, those will be things that will be answered in training camp. But up to date, I've been pleased with him.